U4WHN, mobile.
U4WHN, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you this fine, chilly morning?
Doing all right. I'm above ground, so I'll be happy and won't complain. But I will say, it is chilly. How are you?
I'm just starting my commute to my destination, which will be a little while. I'm on the way to Columbia, so got my coffee topped up and ready to sit in some traffic.
Hey, speaking of coffee, I got me one, too. It's pretty nice. What kind of coffee do you like?
In front of me is usually my choice, but it just kind of depends on the day, the mood, and whatever. But we kind of got settled on this Charleston Coffee Roasters coffee that stays in the pot, and then we've gotten a little fond of methodical coffee, but that's more of a rare treat.
I'm drinking the Black Rifle coffee this morning. I like them pretty good. Kind of the wrong type of coffee choice this morning, but I figured, hey, why not?
Sampling some other wares. I got, I can't remember the blend, but got a bag of that, and we went through it pretty quick, so I guess we need to figure out what the next blend is and try some more.
Usually I drink Folgers or Maxwell House. I don't really typically branch out much. I probably should. There was one coffee that when I lived in Pisgah Forest, I think it was my oldest son was selling it for a fundraiser at school. And boy, that stuff was good. It was a little pricey, but it was good. Probably won't ever have it again. I don't remember the name of it, but I really enjoyed it.
Matters about the way you like to drink it and the preparation that you put on it when you get it in the cup. So if you're all sugar and milk, then I think anything will do, but if you're more on the black side to dark white, then definitely the blend and the bean makes a huge difference.
Roger that. I'm a kind of a creamer and sugar kind of guy. At least have to have sugar. I don't have to have cream, but I like having sugar. Now, last year, I was going to all the rave bands. My wife brought me home a coffee plant or a coffee tree, bush, whatever you would call it. And I was like, I'll throw that in the raised bed. Yeah, it died real quick. You don't grow that like you grow regular tomatoes and vegetables and stuff. I was quite shocked. I looked up, you know, more about it when it had died. And it's a very intricate thing to grow. I was quite shocked.
An organism that I've only enjoyed the fruits of, I've never tried to actually keep one alive.
It's crazy. From what I learned, you have to gradually increase the pot. You know, me, I understand that roots like their space. They like to grow. They like to run wild. But apparently with a coffee plant, you have to keep them somewhat root-bound, and I didn't know that. I just thought, you know, it'd be like anything else. Plant in the ground, roots will go deep, and it'll thrive. But, boy, that was a different story. Learned that real fast.
Do that on a proper coffee plantation where they're using the earth as their soil. Maybe they create underground structures to keep the roots nice and close, but I wonder... wonder how they do that in the real coffee farms.
Yeah, I do too. That's kind of like my thought was like, man, I mean, just like any other plant or tree, I've never seen a tree be like, sorry, I'm going to need you to build something for me to grow in. So I figured, hey, what the heck? But I'm going to try again next year and see what happens. now that I've done a little more research on it. But even processing the coffee beans, I was like, wow, that's kind of extensive as well. So I don't know. It might take me a while before I ever really get any coffee produced from a plant, but it'd be worth a shot, fun to try. Did you grow a garden this year?
I have been cured of the notion of growing gardens since my my mother had us all work in the summer when she loved. She had about a quarter acre garden that she maintained, and I picked enough okra and tomatoes and been startled by enough black snakes that I have been cured of the notion that I like gardening.
Awesome. I wish I would have paid more attention growing up, because my grandparents tried to get me out in their garden. And I mean, growing up, I've been out there, you know, harvesting. I picked a lot of beans, broke a lot of beans. Same with okra. And boy, let me tell you, I could eat okra straight off the stalk, man. That stuff is good. I don't like it boiled, but I love, or pickled, but I love okra. But I wish I would have learned what I could have when I was younger. Now that I'm older and realizing it, I'm kicking myself in the back of the face for it. But I'm trying now. I guess this will count.
The choices that you make when you're young are probably not the best choices. I've got a lot of similar regrets that I didn't spend more time and write more things down and do all sorts of different ways of growing up. But, you know, that's part of the growing up process. You got to learn lessons the hard way and come out of it full of regrets and then realize, hey, maybe I need to pass on some of this that I know to somebody younger and find a way to get their attention. That's the hard part.
That's like with my boys. I try to teach them certain things that I think could benefit them, you know, later on in life. But trying to get them interested is a whole other feat in itself. I don't know, I guess it's just our young age, we're more worried about what we want to do. But yeah, there's plenty of things I'm kicking myself in the butt for. I grew a garden, a small one last year. I did decent for what little knowledge I've learned. But I feel like I need to figure out how to produce more. But I tried to stay as organic as possible and not use pesticides. I did use fertilizer. I was trying to keep away from using pesticides and stuff. KQ4BGE for ID.
For WHN. Yeah, I see a lot of people trying to do the organic gardening and stay away from pesticides, but I think that becomes an expensive proposition, particularly when you're trying to create all sorts of things to bring into the house and have the family enjoy. It might be some of the more pricey groceries that you can bring in, but if you can figure out how to keep the bugs at bay and fertilize the plants all at once, that's a great thing. My father was a huge fan of chicken manure and annoyed the neighbors greatly when he would come home with a trailer load for it. We'd get it all spread out and it'd be a lovely odor in the neighborhood for about 3 days.
Oh man, I bet. I bet it was just as much fun spreading it too. Yeah, that's what kind of kicked me in the rear last year, was all my tomato plants got thriving, doing well. And one morning I went out to water them, and all of them was, I mean, at least three quarters of my plants, my tomato plants that I planted, were ate up by those stinking, I think they're called a green or a horn green tomato worm. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it's like a green caterpillar with a horn on top. And there was one plant I killed, and seven of them on one plant. Oh, I was devastated. It's like, really? All this work I put into it for these little guys to wreak havoc. And, I mean, what can you do?
That's in our garden when I was growing up was Seven Dust, but one of many little predators out there. You got the aphids and the different worms, and you've got birds that'll like to come in and take over your more tasty vegetables. My brother had a little garden in his backyard, and he got overrun by rabbits, which was not on my bucket list or my bingo card. Didn't think about rabbits as a prey for your garden. But he said they were effective. They cleared everything off of every bush and didn't kill the bush. But he had no green beans and none of the stuff that you really cherish, because the rabbits got it all in about 2 days. So bat and deer, you can run into a lot of adversaries out there trying to grow your food.
That's true. When I was doing landscaping, there was a lady, and every once in a while, when we'd go to cut her grass, she would spray something on her flowers or something. Yeah, I think it was azaleas, but I can't remember what she was growing that the deer was eating. But boy, that stuff was an odor and a half, I'll tell you that, man. That's like it knocks you out when you're trying to mow. Especially when you have to weed eat around them. You don't want to get it on your clothes. But yeah, it definitely was kind of an irritating learning curve. And I found it strange because a lot of my other plants weren't as ate up. I just don't understand, like, why my tomatoes were. But, you know, a lot of my herbs, they were left alone. Snap peas were fine. My lettuce was fine. Now, I did plant some onions, but they did not sprout this year. So I'm hoping they sprout next summer.
Typical garden look like? It sounds like okra and tomatoes are a given. What else do you enjoy growing, or are you successful at growing? We'll start there.
So I wanted, but I didn't this past year because of being a raised bed. I don't really have like a large raised bed, but I did probably 4 or 5 tomato plants. I did snap peas, and then I did basil, oregano. There was one other herb, but I don't remember what it was. I don't remember the name of it for some reason. But anyway, and then I did some lettuce, carrots, and then I did, like I said, onions, but they both didn't sprout this year. So hopefully next year I'm going to retry again, but change a few things up. And I hear that doing a raised garden bed is a little bit different than just going straight out of the ground.
One thing I might consider growing, if I were to get the urge, would be some of the spices, the basil, the oreganos, just having a fresh mint plant nearby, and something you can throw in a windowsill flower pot and be pretty successful without a whole lot of effort. That's my kind of gardening.
I hear you on that. It's probably the way I should have went, but unfortunately I didn't think it through. Maybe this year I'll have a little bit better of a plan, and we'll see what happens. And I hear mint's real easy to grow, but I also hear it can be invasive.
The larger plants like corn or cucumber vines or anything that may take some vertical requirements?
I did. I grew some cucumbers, and I did okay with that. The problem I think I had with that is I tried to grow them in some pots. They were decent-sized pots, but I think I should have went quite bigger. But I took some tomato baskets and put them in there and just kind of guided them up to let them take off. And the hardest part was keeping them from getting dried out in the sun. I was constantly having to keep the water to it.
It has its own particular desires and what it wants and how it wants to be treated and how it wants to be fed. It's amazing that any of this stuff grows in the first place.
That's something else I struggled with, too, even with those little raised garden beds that I have. It was probably at least 18 to maybe a little more than that. I wouldn't say by much, 18 to 24 inches deep. And even that was hard to keep, you know, moisturized. And I had put pine needles on top, like really created like a layer to hold moisture, but I think I probably should have went with something a little bit better, maybe like mulch or something.
Favorite provider for your seeds or your saplings as you build your garden?
I didn't quite catch that one. Try it here for me, bud.
I might be getting a little further away from the repeater than it can do, but we'll try again. This is the basic question is where do you get your stuff when you start putting it in the ground? Where do you get your seeds?
Yeah, I got it that time. Last year I ordered them offline, which I also wondered if that had an effect as well. But yeah, I just ordered it off of one. I did like a variety pack.
You've ever done business with Park Seed? Park Seed, there in Greenwood, they have a vast catalog that you can get online, and they ship to your door, and they have really high-quality stuff.
Central South Carolina, Greenwood, pretty close to this area. I'm not too familiar. Maybe close to Greenville or Shippensville or anything like that?
Now, Greenwood is...
I think it's getting a little too far from the repeater. I don't know if you still have a copy of it.
Yep, I'm going to say 73, sir. I'm probably getting to the end of my road here, but thanks for the conversation. Appreciate the QSO. This is KQ4 WHM.
Appreciate the conversation as well. And 73, and I wish you safe travels and a great day. And I'll definitely check them out. 73, KQ4, DGE. Safe traveling.